Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Rough and tough and red cat. So I don't need
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
How to Get Rich in the Hair Business by Keri Hines. When I think about this amazing book, I think back to when I was writing this book back in about 2013, maybe a little earlier. I had met with one of the graphic folks and one of the persons who was helping us to kind of get Hair Radio back on track. And I was focused on doing a live meetup event called The Legends, Working with the Legends event back then, honoring the legends. And so I needed a book to kind of be the linchpin for the live hair event. And so here comes this fella to help me pull it together. His name's Anthony. And I did not do the cover at that time. I was not designing graphics. I had no interest in that at the time. And it was my job to write the book, and I had to pretty much get it done quickly so that it would be available when we launched our live Legends event, honoring the legends of the hair industry in different fields. And so now, scan ahead, the book is celebrating about 10 years of being in release and has been a very critical part of a person, who is just looking to add funds to the bottom line. That's what the book was, the crux of the book, and certainly, how to get rich in the hair business. The title alone makes you aware that if that's what you're looking for, these are the steps that you need to take. And where it leads you to is no other place but to be successful. But again, this is How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. And I'm honored to be working on a brand new follow-up book that will help you to take you beyond. So I'm super excited, and in honor of the 10th anniversary of the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, we will re-release it along with a brand new edition. So lots more to come, and just stay tuned.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show, and we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening. Because your hair speaks volumes. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Keri Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest today is someone you know very well. She's been with us many, many times. She's well known for the 10 things that you didn't know with Mary Reed Johnson right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show Network. And I am so excited to have her back today. And she's going to tell you about a very, very special countdown. And I'm super, super excited about it. Mary Reed Johnson, take it away.
All right. You're not as excited as I am, I tell you. This is the day that we've been waiting for. Extra great top 10, because if you are familiar, of course, with hairradio.com or Upscale Magazine or you have other therapy.com, then yes, you know we're going to talk about you today, Carrie. I'm going to call you the Wizard of Radio.
You're kind, Mary. Thank you. Yes. Well, I appreciate you and our fans out there indulging us at this time. And these are some interesting. I think this is going to be very interesting.
Yeah. So I mean, really, truly, I've seen stuff on your site that like 3 and 4 years ahead of me seeing it anyplace else. So it is high time we talked about you, Carrie, and what you do.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate that. And I have to say, it's always a little difficult for me to talk about my own accomplishments and things that we've done, because I've always felt that it's not just Carrie Hines. It's something that we all do and contribute to what we do here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and hairradio.com. So it's a little tough for me to talk, but I'm going to try today.
Well, Carrie, I'm just going to say this before we start into the 10. You've done over 3,000 interviews, more than 1,000 episodes that we know about, and the number of years, well, we'll get to that later, but why don't we just go ahead so you can, just calm down a little bit, but let's look at some of the top 10 things you've done, okay?
Awesome.
All right, let's get rolling. Number 10, we're going to start 10 and count down to 1. So number 10, I want you to tell us a little bit about hair radio, public relations, and business coaching.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to you?
Wow. And let me just say, you put together this incredible top 10. I love it. I absolutely love it. Hair Radio's business coaching and public relations and all of that, a lot of folks know that we're on the radio. They've been tuned in. And as you just mentioned, I've done well over 3,000 interviews, and you could just do the simple math on that, and likely way, way, way more. A lot of folks who come on as guests on our show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, they have their own hair products, they have their own businesses, they're small businesses, they're entrepreneurs, I say. And I always say, if you're in our community, you're a solopreneur. That's what I always joke around. You go right ahead, Mary.
To that point, remember when I said that I've seen things in your world that I didn't see till later. So when you said solopreneur, they use the term now micro business, and those are people who have fewer than 6 employees, and usually it's just a solopreneur. So you've lived it, and so that's why you can talk about it and why you can help people. They don't have to reinvent the wheel. They can talk
exactly. I've gone through the fire, and I really mean that literally with being an entrepreneur and setting up this entire business. And it's my expertise that I enjoy sharing with folks who are in the hair and beauty industry. So this has been something, and I just want to say, Mary, real quickly, I don't want to, I want to save, prevent, up and coming entrepreneurs from giving up or just facing so many things that someone who's been through it can help them to avoid, if that makes any sense. So that's why I kind of created that. And the hair industry, a lot of folks don't understand what public relations, or let me just better say that, they have not been introduced to public relations and how public relations can actually help business. And that's what
Absolutely. I
want to get across to everybody.
Absolutely.
So
every time I talk to you, I learn something. Yeah.
Well,
every time I talk to you, I learn something.
Oh, you're kind, Mary. I can say back at you. Now, the public relations, the thing is, how does it help these folks and how does it help the business? And usually PR, which is what public relations is often referred to as, PR is something that has been reserved for those folks who can afford it. So some of the larger scale businesses, of course, they would have a publicist. And a publicist is someone who gets the word out to the general public about your product and or service. And generally, these publicists might range anywhere from, upwards about $3,500 a month. Well, when you're just kind of getting a business off the ground, it's very rare you're going to have $3,500 a month to give to someone to promote your business to the general public. And the reason that you want to have a publicist is because they're going to promote your business, which is going to bring you more business and get you into the media, on the media spotlight. So it'll get you into the media spotlight. So you'll have interviews on radio and television and in magazines or print and et cetera. So that's kind of what that publicist's job is. Now, it's a lot more involved, and we walk you through that. So I, in addition, provide business services such as coaching and meet with my customers virtually and or otherwise quite often. And I have the programs here and software and things that help us to stay on top of the needs of what our clients are all about. So that's my wonderful little hair radio public relations. I'm always looking for clients. And by the way, I don't charge $3,500 a month to anybody to assist them with their dreams and goals. My specialty is to provide the same types of services that they would pay that kind of money for, and offer it at a fraction of the cost, and usually something that is within their budget of what they can afford. And what that consists of, you're getting a bio, that is what someone of publicists will do for you, a press kit, a media kit, what goes into a media kit, what's the difference between a press kit and a media kit. That's usually where you can always tell if someone is really a publicist or understands PR. Because if you ask what's the difference between a media kit and a PR kit, it's very rare they'll be able to tell you what that difference is. So I'm going to let you find out what that's all about.
Kerry, along those lines, and we're going to go to number nine. But before we do that, can you let the people know who want to know how in the world they can contact you? I won't press it, but just for at least this one time, will you tell them what's the best way
to connect with you? Absolutely. And I believe that it's further down on your list, which is our Hair Radio online community. And let me spell that out. Hair Radio, just to let everybody know, is HAIRADIO. Hair Radio is spelled with one R. So Hair Radio, even like hairradio.com, it's with one R in the middle. So it's like hair on your head and then radio that you hear. So I'm always excited about that. And Hair Radio online community is a space that's a social media space that was created by me for the folks in the hair and beauty industry to have a space where we could kind of get together virtually or online and read articles, write articles, share knowledge, share information and updates. So that's the easiest way, because there I'm a member on the Hair Radio online community, and everybody that we are associated with are members within this Hair Radio online community, because it's free. F to the R to the E to the E. It's free. It doesn't cost you dime. You can set up and register for free by simply going to HAIRadio.com. And there you'll see there's a big old members tab that you can click on. And if you are a member, then it'll ask you to sign in or log in, rather. And if you are not a member, you're able to sign up there. So again, go to HAIRadio.com. Then you'll see a big tab that says members, and you click on that. Now,
that's where people – oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just
going to say that's where people start their win-win-win proposition right there.
Absolutely, Mary. So the great news is that even if you choose not to be a member, which you absolutely should, because that's how you stay in connection or contact with us, but also if you would like to just read some of the content, as soon as you go to HAIRadio.com, our website, you'll see a big old blue button right at the top that says read the articles. Click that blue button and you'll be taken right there. And I love it because there you'll see at the forum a whole bunch of what we call categories. But in other social media platforms, they call it like group pages. And this is where a business will have a page where other folks can connect or follow and, you know, click the icon and stay in touch and get alerts and all that. That's what these categories are, and we have tons of them. I think the first one on the list that you see, once you go there, you'll see the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's at the top. That's how you stay in touch with things that we're doing at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And then under that, you'll see the Vet Talk Radio Show, Michael Hopkins, who is looms very big and large here at our network.
Yes.
With his show Within a Show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern. He does the Vet Talk. He's in his second season on what
now,
I produced
for
the network. Yes.
I am stopping you now because you know too many people.
Uh-oh.
This one's about you. So let's go on to you. All right.
Yes.
And number nine.
Well, to answer your question, Mary,
how
you can reach out and contact us. We have, in addition to our website at hairradio.com, as I mentioned, we also have a toll-free number that's available from 9 in the morning Eastern time until 7 p.m. Eastern. And that telephone number, I'll give you a moment to grab your pen and paper or just type it to your phone. Our toll-free number is 833-402-8882. And that goes right to our customer service, which is wonderful. And even if you call outside of hours, you're able to leave a message. Again, that's 833-402-8882. And it'll take you to live customer service. So we're super excited about that. And that's also our recording line. So we use that line as well to do recordings and things like that. And we love it at Hair Radio. And we record those calls and all of that so that we can always listen back to provide greater customer service. It's always our focus, Mary. So that's how you can reach out to us.
I love it. Thank you for answering that.
Absolutely.
One of the things that drew my attention to you, I don't know if I was scrolling Facebook or what exactly, but it was a graphic that you had. And it was a coffee cup that was steaming.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know how long it took before I've seen that? You and your graphics are so on point. So can you talk about your graphics and creating business cards and that type of thing,
yes,
banners, things,
Mary,
that you do?
I would be honored. And this is really a true story. When I started out in the mid-90s, I really never felt that I was graphically inclined. And one of our colleagues, you guys know Ms. Siobhan, who sometimes helps to do little guest co-host spots with us. Well, she used to always encourage me. I've known her for decades, and she would always say, "Kerry, you should do your own graphics." And I just, I don't want to do graphics. I don't like drawing things. I don't like art and stuff like that. I've just never thought I was never good at it. And so I kind of would just dismiss it. I literally would. And so that went on for years and years and years. And then I would hire people to do the graphics and things. And I noticed along the way that by setting it up for them to do, it just made it simple, better and easier for me to just take a stab at it myself. And that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And I just kept going from there because it was very liberating. And to me, creating things is liberation. It's just, you're free. It just, it means so much to put something and bring something into existence that didn't exist before.
Yeah.
And so
I have
I'm,
a question.
I'm
do you do a lot of your own photography for the graphics or?
Absolutely. Not only do I, because that's something that folks also don't realize is that I'm also a photographer. So I take my own pictures of everything. And my favorite thing is like to do what I call photographs of products. I do product photography. That's my super favorite. I can take pictures of anything and anybody, but I love focusing on products and making still imagery come to life to promote a brand, a hair product brand, or, you know, like if you look at my photography, you'll see a lot of my Karafi shampoo bottles in different types of ways literally come to life the way that I have it set up. So it speaks so much more than just a bottle of shampoo because we have a hair growth system, and I'll tell you about that as well. But, yeah, to get back to what you say, so the graphics, you know, so along the way I started doing my own graphics and just kept doing them over and over and over, largely like you guys out there who are preneurs, entrepreneurs or hairpreneurs also we call them, you don't have big budgets. So I said, well, like I said, let me try to do this one little thing at a time. And also, here's the deal, not to be offensive to any of the graphic designers out there, but I had such a difficult time getting, at that time, way back before I started this, a good graphic designer that would kind of execute the things that I needed them to do in a timely fashion. And I started to notice a certain behavior to me that seemed to have a flaky kind of feel to it. So I would get folks who kind of disappointed me one after the next, and they all had similar traits and character flaws and things. So I didn't do well with that. So I said, let me try to do it myself. And that's really what my motivation came from. I had no idea that I would be great at it, folks have told me, and or that they would love my design. And the other thing about it is that to be just treated so incredibly well, to be received so well, and I'll give you how that has, what has happened. So most folks know that I have a new partnership. Well, it's not new.
Hey,
well,
you're stealing my thunder. That's my number eight.
Oh, that's your number eight. Okay. Yes, you really.
Okay,
you
see how it is.
So you know what?
Well,
I'm
actually,
wait to
I think we're going to be talking about the same thing.
Yes,
my number eight.
I was about to leave you right there.
Okay. My number eight is your partnership because of your graphic design prowess. It caught the attention of Upscale magazine, right?
Exactly. You nailed it, and that is correct. Upscale magazine, which I'm so proud of. You guys know they have their own website at upscalemagazine.com. That's their website. And they've been around for, at this point, probably about 35 years or so. And it's headed up by a hair industry giant, Bernard Bronner, who is a very dear colleague of mine in this business. He's been at some of my live hair events and shows, and just has been such a, we, you know, we'll sit down and talk about business and the hair industry and all of that, and his incredible family, the Bronner brother folks. Just real happy to share all of this. And yes, Upscale has been a major, major part. Well, what has happened is that they have, as you said, Mary, they kind of have recognized some of the talent, I guess, by seeing some of my digital postings. You guys know that I'm very active on social media, and we put a lot of wonderful things on Facebook and Twitter and over at Instagram and all that wonderful
good
stuff. Plus, aren't we? Yes, all over. Plus, most importantly, our very own Hair Radio online community. Again, go to HAIRadio.com and sign up for free. And we do a lot of postings there. So those are the different places that you can see a lot of our graphics. And what they have done at Upscale, not only do I do a lot of the advertisements, a lot of you have seen my work in the last few issues, and you may have not even realized it at all, because it fits right in with what the Upscale folks are all about. And
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question. Now, I'm not sure if that ties into my number seven, so I'm going to throw it out there, and if not, just finish up your statement. But if it does, woohoo! All right.
Okay.
So my number seven in our countdown of 10 is something about salon furniture. And I don't know if you focus on it as far as some of the graphics or if that's something you sell, or tell me about the salon furniture.
Well, I'll tell you about that. Sure. And just so that on the graphics end, everything that we do at Hair Radio, everything is predicated on the graphics that I design. And so you'll still, just so that you know, and just as you said to finish that up, you'll see that on the pages of upscalemagazine.com. So that is important. You'll see that also in addition. A lot of times you go to their events. You'll see my banners and things that are near their tables and all of that that I've designed. So I do all of that. And so for you guys, this is important because you're in the hair business. I'm in the hair business. So I can help you additionally because of my graphic designs. So when I go to hair salons, I'll look around at their walls and I'm like, oh, my gosh, ooh. So this is what their clients see. And so for me, when I'm there, I'm always talking with the proprietor, I'm talking with the stylist, and I'm saying, listen, I pull them aside. I don't let this happen in the earshot of their clients. But I say to them, hey, I'm a graphic artist, in addition to promotions with hair and beauty. Let me upgrade your wall art. And likely they don't even have wall art. So I'm like, let me create some wall art for your walls. And what that means, I do giant pictures, giant lovely pictures that your clients can focus on that are full, just colorful and beautiful and unique. And,
yes, you have a lot of layers.
So much.
You have lots of layers.
Thank you, Mary. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I just think that it just it's more than a talking point at your shop. This is something where they want to take pictures and send out to their social media. So it literally can help your business as well to gain a lot of notoriety. And for me, it's something of helping that shop in its identity and reaching out and connecting with its own community. So those things, if you're interested, just let us know. I'm happy to give you the hookup. And we travel, so it doesn't matter wherever you are. I'm based in Brooklyn, New York, but we deal, as you guys hear, we have everybody from coast to coast connected to hairradio.com again. That's what that hair
right
radio
on. That's, that kind of goes to my number six. It's about the hair radio, like online community.
Before you get there, well, we're going to talk more about that. But you mentioned number seven, and I apologize. I think I may have skipped over your number seven.
You just
and
touched it like 33 seconds.
Yes, but let me tell you, the salon furniture auction is very important. SFA. Several years ago, I realized that there was an opportunity to learn and work within the salon, the furniture that goes in the salons and in the barbershops. And like everything else, you have different price points. If you're looking for budget furniture, it's hard to find anything on a budget these days, as you know. But Also, the more you pay, it's likely that you'll have some longer-lasting furniture for your shop. And salon furniture, it's not cheap, shall we say. You know, it's not something that's so, so inexpensive. It costs a lot. And and with that being said, I have connected with an incredible company in my neck of the woods who works with us in tandem with Air Radio to bring the masses, to bring to the masses some incredible furniture for their salons and barbershops. So that's what happens, and that's what exactly what happened in our case. And I wanted to create an opportunity so folks who already have salon furniture that they wanted to kind of upgrade some of the furniture that they have. It's not tattered or messed up in any way, but they didn't want to quite toss it out. They wanted to give it or auction it off for others who might be interested in recycling that furniture or giving it, repurposing it, or giving it a second life, if you will. And others are interested in new salon chairs and new, you know, backwashers and things like that. So we could, at Hair Radio, we can help whichever way you wish to go. So that's what Salon Furniture Auction is all about. I'm looking at bringing back the entire website, and we used to have it that folks used to bid on the items, and whoever won with the best bid, whoever came in with that, got the chair or got the whatever it was. So folks would put their used items up, and we would have auctions on it online.
Yeah, so instead of going to Facebook Marketplace, you could do that, you know, and you don't have to wait to do stuff that you don't care about.
Right. Let me just say, there was no Facebook Marketplace when I started the salon furniture auction. So let me just say.
Do I need to emphasize, I see things. I'm going to say, do I need to emphasize how often I've seen things 3 and 4 years on your platform? 3 and 4 years later, I see it on other places.
Thank you.
So this is another one.
Well, I appreciate that. And so we will be expounding on SFA, the Salon Furniture Auction, again very soon, and I'll be building it out. Within the next couple of years, you'll see it really take hold, and folks are still so very interested. I get messages all the time through our Facebook pages and through everything else. We're going to set it up at the HOC, which I understand is next on your countdown list, which is the Hair Radio Online Community. So we'll talk about that right there. So if you're interested, go to hairradioonlinecommunity.com, hairradio.com and click on the forum button, and you'll
about the hair
be into the phone. Or that big blue button I just said.
But, you know, I gotta say, you do a lot beyond my list. You know, as you talk, then I'm remembering other things. So can you talk about some of the side things? We'll say that they're tied with number 5. Because you do a lot. So what are some of the other things that are part of the Wizard's World? Share.
Hair Radio, Carrie Hines, the Wizard of the Hair and Beauty Promotions Biz. Well, listen, I would like to say that doing this for so very long and helping so many barbers and hairstylists and tiny product companies to grow has been the focus of my work. So when you say, what are some of the things I'm working on now? Well, one of the big things is to make sure that the folks who started out in this genre, in this building of a brand, get the respect that they deserve. And I think that Dr. Willie Morrow has meant a whole bunch to me. I've interviewed him decades ago myself and, of course, was introduced to his amazing daughter who has traveled right in the same footsteps. We're talking about Cheryl Morrow. So here's what I've been working on, Mary. which is to, at the Hair Radio Morning Show, I love this. This is where the guests who are standing by to appear on our radio show, so they're in our virtual green room. So you have to imagine this. Mary Lee Johnson's waiting, standing by in the wings if we're in a theater to go out onto the stage. And that's the same kind of concept. So Mary's waiting to go on air live so that she can be heard by our fans all over the world. Well, this virtual green room where I can use this so that they can talk privately and prepare for their appearance without before going on live. And so this carries a name. We have decided to name it. So every so often, it started out as the Hair Radio Green Room, and that's still the unofficial name, now. And it was once we paid tribute with the Cicely Tyson Green Room, so from there it has moved over, and we've added to that list with now the current name, which is Dr. Willie Morrow and Cheryl Morrow Green Room.
Fantastic.
And so I'm excited. That's at Hair Radio, the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's where we keep them, especially Cheryl's amazing dad, Dr. Willie Morrow, who we lost all that not long ago. And so what we want to do is always pay tribute. So by being able to announce that we've got, you know, the amazing Mary Lee Johnson in our wonderful Dr. Willie Morrow and Cheryl Morrow Green Room standing by. So those types of announcements can be made when our guests hit the mic at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So it's my great honor to do so. And Cheryl has been on our show, and I spoke with her about this, and she thinks it's a great tribute.
Well, it is a great honor, and just it took you to do it. So, oh gosh, I know that she appreciates you, and we appreciate you too, Gary.
Yeah. Back at you, Mary. It's just a joy. The hair people, I hope that I have really lived up to the promise that I made. I remember going to my first Brunner Brothers live hair show down in Atlanta, Georgia, long before I knew who everybody was, but no one knew who I was. That's how I started. And so, and I used to just sit and dream of meeting Bernard Bronner or the Bronner Brothers or you know, Madam C.J. Walker, great-great-granddaughter, Alelia Bundo. I would dream of these people. I would read about them. And I just never, it took many years, not just to get to meet them, but to develop and cultivate friendships. So that's what we've done. And so it's been decades, and I've worked with all of these folks.
Hey, and so you earned all of your flowers, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Well, one thing that Mr. Bronner did and you did, I mean, you had a lot in common, but he wrote a couple of books, and you wrote a couple of books too, but the one I ran across first was what I'm putting on as my number five, and it's a book called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business.
Yeah.
Was, you know, tell us about the journey to even create such a thing. And this, again, was not yesterday you did this. You did this before it was a thing.
Exactly. And I started How to Get Rich in the Hair Business is something that I wanted kind of a snazzy title that would get your attention as a person who was in the hair business or hair industry and looking to kind of gain notoriety, if you will, to increase your profile in this arena. And so that's what I said, let me just sit back, utilizing my experiences and literally sitting down and putting typing at that point. When I started this, they did not have the just speaking into the, you know, the mic or whatever and letting it type for you. And I'm old school, so I do my own typing still. And so I type into the computer my thoughts and all of that. Now, the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which at this point is celebrating over 10 years in publication.
Wow.
So I'm super, yeah. And the whole project was introduced at a live event called The Legends. You know, I remember, and I'll talk about that, but it was so important. And I love the book, and so I've updated it several times because I just can't put something out 10 years ago and think that that's a done deal in the hair business,
right,
where everything is always evolving. So I go back and I freshen up the pages every so often or make additional notes. Now, usually, Mary Reed Johnson, when I do something like a book or like in this case, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business that I've written, and it is available on Amazon.com or just contact us at Hair Radio and we'll get your book. If you're looking for an autographed copy, we still have them available. So, but
you
my favorite
rock.
Thing is, well, what really kind of the book breaks it down. It breaks it down. So many of the folks, remember I mentioned about that you know, it kind of is about $3,500. I used to charge about $1,800 a month and all this kind of stuff. But we work within the folks' budgets for PR and ones that can afford what they can afford. So, but the book is a great way to start. And everybody can afford the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book. And let that be your harbinger. Be your forerunner of learning on what promotions and what next steps you should do. So, again, the book is called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's available with us at Hair Radio. You can reach out to us through our customer service or any of our social media. And let us know you'd like an autographed copy. We also can ship them out to others as gift items, et cetera. And it's available also if you just want to, you can't wait, go to Amazon and just get a copy today. So the most important thing is that you're getting a copy. And so, but
and I have an autographed copy.
You most certainly do. And Mary, I'll tell you something. What that How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book has done for me is that it has been a perennial title. And a perennial title is something that continues to generate sales. It continues to reach folks. So I've been able to write, as you mentioned, a little bit for other folks. So I literally, folks ask me to write introductions on their books. Folks ask me to write their books. I literally can write and promote and publish a book for someone. All you have to do is say, I want a book on this, and we'll take care of it. So
that's so cool.
Yeah. So we do publishing, book publishing as well. And this is a one-stop shop. I guess you guys are starting to kind of get to know here at hairradio.com and everything that we're all about at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I got to just say, Mary, let me just tell folks, if you guys out there are just tuning in, today's a very, very special broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I have an opportunity to speak with the incredible Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. And Mary, you usually do these wonderful things, and I know we're going to talk a little bit more about HHH, but your contribution that everybody knows you for, the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show know that you've done some incredible 10 things that you didn't know, and we love that. So it's 10 things that you didn't know with Mary Reed Johnson, and you have done some incredible things with bringing us more knowledge about everyone from Dr. King to Dr. Willie Morrow and others. So I'm real proud about that. Yeah, and we're doing a form of that today.
Well, I just appreciate you. Yeah, we are. You're very simple, but you have many layers. So paring it down to even 10 was like almost painful because there's so much that you have to give and you share and you know, you're very generous with your time and your effort. So I applaud you wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
Where are we? You know what? I have an actual sort of list, but I'm going to go to number 4 on my list. And it kind of ties in, again, you know, back to your creativity and then what you're doing with Upscale Magazine. I know we talked about the graphics with them earlier, but can you talk about being a radio creator with Upscale?
I most certainly can, and this is something that is very important, and there's so many different kind of legs to this connection with Upscale. You guys know Upscale Magazine, and I just love Upscale Magazine. I was telling one of our colleagues the other day, when I look at a lot of the classic TV shows like the Jamie Foxx Show or any of those 90s shows, I often see in the background, in their props, in their, on their sets and all this, Upscale Magazine. I literally see the Upscale Magazine in the background. And I said, oh, my gosh, there's our Upscale. And it's so exciting to see. I really do. And it's just wonderful to be connected with an iconic brand. And so when they wanted to get into a little bit more of the communication of broadcasting side, they came to me. And that's what we've been able to do is to develop a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio network that really takes and kind of works in tandem with their incredible brand, their incredible magazine. And in addition to that, I mean, it just is so many other layers to it. But, yes, it takes their magazine, some of the wonderful stories and some of the special features and allows us to talk about them throughout our radio network, throughout the Upscale Magazine Radio.com network. So that's all about. And I love it because oftentimes, like, they go to all these incredible premieres with the, like, in the case of all these wonderful movies and things that come out, the Upscale folks are there. They're kind of based in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. They're down in Atlanta, and they get to go to these events. And so with that, we have access to all of those folks. So we have incredible interviews that we share, and we put on the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week Upscale Magazine Radio.com site, which plays the 24-hour network. We share all of that, and then we also get the opportunity to take some of that gleam over to our 3-hour morning show broadcast called the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we get to really push that out there. And nobody quite has a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio network like Upscale.
Nobody quite has the amount of energy you do either. Oh, my goodness.
We're on right now. So we are always on. Yes. Yeah, so UpscaleMagazineRadio.com to listen in. And we love it. They're a little different than Hair Radio. Let me just say so what you'll know what to expect once you guys do listen. They have music that plays over there. They have lots and lots of classic songs, new songs, everything. And then if that's not enough, they also have some of our Hair Radio Morning Show classic shows. They also have some of our current shows. They don't really do
political politics type things like that so much. They're about, as you know, very cultural centered kind of company as we are. So we have a lot of shared likes and things that kind of fit well together. So we're
yeah,
so
I think
excited.
It's a great, and, yeah, I think it's a great foil in partnership. So that I'm not worried about. As a matter of fact, well, again, you've got so many layers, but one of the things that I hope that is over there are your products. Have you placed them there?
Well, with the upscalemagazineradio.com, you might hear a little bit about the Carapi brand, and that's what my wonderful shampoo and conditioner, we're going to talk about a little bit about that now. So you'll find that on its own website at Carapi.com. And I want to spell all of that out for everybody because a lot of folks, Mary, you know, but a lot of individuals may not realize that Carapi is the brand name. And it was created by taking my own first name, Carrie. So it's K-E-R-R. The A-P-Y comes from like hair therapy. And so we've created one word, Carapi. It even has a little meatball logo, I call it, right next to it.
Trademark.
So, and if you look, yeah, exactly. But if you look really closely next to the Carapi name and you see the little goldish brown meatball, you'll realize that it's actually two women who are facing one another, and it's turned into a circle. It's really beautiful and quite meaningful.
Oh.
And this was how we started Carapi. And I'll just tell you, Mary, really quickly, it is a hair growth system. Carapi is about hair growth. And it's so important to me. It's so important. And I'll tell you how we have built on this notion about hair loss. And it's not just a notion. This is really the way that we had to do it. I realized that there was a kind of a disconnect out there with how we were processing, what could be beneficial when it comes to what steps we needed to take to help our hair. And so I created something called the Traction Alopecia Foundation, TAF, and that ties into the product. It ties into the education part, which to me is critical out there. There are all kinds of folks just using any old thing in their hair with the, social media is great, but then there's the part of it that, folks think that YouTube is the, the Cosmetology Association. So,
right.
So
I call it.
What
yeah,
do you call it, Mary?
Instagram U.
Well, you know what? Instagram U is not bad. If they're just talking in general things and, the cute little TikTok clips and all this kind of stuff.
I love it.
It really comes. I do too, but.
Well, I'll tell you why I love it. Because when people figure out that something is wrong, then they have to come to a stylist, and I get to repair so many things. So.
Exactly, and that's the thing. So you want to be mindful that, what the folks watching videos and, the kitchenicians, we used to call them, and doing the things at home, it's gotten out of control now. It really has. So please be, so I felt that it was really important to have TAF. Traction alopecia is one of the top, if not the top, hair loss issue in terms of alopecia that African-American women face. So, and the other organizations that are out there to talk about alopecia don't even mention Traction Alopecia. So Traction Alopecia is tied to education. And so I wanted to create a hair brand that would address that. So that's where therapy was born. And therapy, again, the focus is on scalp stimulation, on making sure that whatever you are dealing with, our brand would be able to work. So it works on all hair types. I think the Carefree shampoo, to me, which is all natural, I think it works ideally on some of the curlier textures, some of the more tightly coiled textures, which I just love. And our conditioner, which is, you're going to pay a little bit more for it because we use some incredible ingredients that you're not going to find everywhere. And it's a true system to stimulate your scalp. And we do some light infusion with caffeine, which works incredibly well. And it's just a great way to help your hair. It's a great way to help your hair. And
hair
so
and
if you
scalp.
Yes, exactly. And if you want to, you know, you're kind of a little bit fed up with, you know, putting Tide or Dawn in your hair every day or however often you should, I think you're going to turn to Carapie. Now, Carapie has its own website at kerrapy.com, kerrapy.com. Now, Mary, before we get off of that, I do want to just mention, I usually don't just create things just to create them. I usually tie them into some kind of way, as with our Traction Alopecia Foundation, TAF, that you can read more about, by the way, at kerrapy.com. That's where more info on the TAF is. But I usually create things that are going to help our community. I'm not like those, you know, big box brands, companies out there and all of that stuff. Where the money is just pulled away from our community.
Let me interject. They
sure.
have the big boxes and whatever, and they have all their millions of hands and are in 190 countries. But I got to say, they're conglomerates, but their heart isn't in the right place. You are a conglomerate, mm-hmm. but your heart is in the right place. So mm-hmm. that,
you.
I think, is...
Wow,
the real
I've never
difference.
Been called a conglomerate before.
You are a conglomerate.
Thank you, Mary Johnson. Wow, okay, I'm loving it. And that's important, you know, that the monies stay within the community. So when you buy Carapie.com, you know, the money is, of course, in our community. But what I also love is that folks who are not, if you are not working, if you do not have a job, you can do a couple of different options. We have some wonderful ways that you can sign up at kerrapy.com. Again, it's kerrapy.com to become an affiliate marketer. And what that means doesn't cost you a dime. You just, sign up, you'll be given your own identifier and share that with your own following where you, if your following makes a purchase, you will be compensated. You don't have to leave your house. For those of you who like to sit back and chill, this is a great way to bring some funds.
Okay,
I have to
switch to my number two. I actually, yes,
Mary. I love that. But the most important way that folks can earn extra money in the community is by becoming a Carapie distributor. And what that means is that the distributor, you sign up to become a distributor, there's a big tab at Carapie.com, and we have all kinds of videos and things like that on our Carrie Hines YouTube page. But and at Hair Radio Online Community. But what it does is that you can become a Carapie distributor by signing up again. And this time we have several different plan options that you decide on how much time and commitment you want to make to this. And you can become a Carapie distributor. We have our own Caribbee College online, where you take classes and things for free at your convenience to become educated about the product. And we go through a whole bunch. I mean, you become an expert at Caribbee rather quickly, and we just love it. And it's been received very well. And we have quite a few distributors out there who offer the products to others, literally our Caribbee shampoo, Caribbee conditioners, and other items, in addition to our, you know, we just don't think of, you know, our hair products are great for women, and we love that. But we also have a Caribbee beard oil for the fellas. So I just wanted to get that out there. We have Caribbee beard oil for the fellas. And, yes, that's me on the bottle. So, okay, Mary, now I just wanted to get that out there.
Well, I mean, I probably got ahead of myself, but when I hear all the options available for people and that they can team up with you and make some extra cash and educate themselves at a higher level, I was like, okay, you should be on TV. And then I remembered, you are on TV. you have TV too. So, let's make that number two.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy to do a great lead-in on that, Mary Reed Johnson. Salon TV Network is something that I introduced several years back. And what the Salon TV Network is an opportunity to watch literally on your TV when you're at the salon, when you're at the barbershop, or even at home. And there is a community who is as passionate about hair and beauty and fashion and all of that as I am. And so we wanted to take a lot of that, the folks that we introduced to you through our Hair Radio morning show, and let you see what they look like and let you judge some of the designs and things like that visually. And so I knew that I had to develop this wonderful 24-hour salon TV network. So there'll be a whole lot more that we're going to be unveiling on this. And I'm so happy because we get an opportunity to really do live broadcasting as well. So there's a lot more on the way, all about Salon TV Network. It's back.
You are amazing. Can I go back? Let's just go back before we get to number one and then recap just some little slices of you. And I'll just do it with the 10, the 9 that we've covered so far. But you know, there's just lots of layers and sides of things that you do when you're not working on work. So I'm just going to just give the list, and then we're going to get back to number one. Is that okay?
Awesome, Mary.
All right. So I'm just going to generically read them. Your number 10 thing that we should know about Carrie is his hair radio and public relations, business coaching, and
awesome.
All those different offerings. Number 9. Hair radio graphics, how you create business cards and banners and all these wonderful things to help people grow and look amazing in the process, whether
Thank
it's their
you.
Product or their business logo, all of that stuff. And how your skills caught the attention of Upscale Magazine. That
Thank
was my number
Mary.
8. And it's about graphics and design and content, but again, with a different partner, Upscale. Something number 7 was your salon furniture options and how that's growing. So if you have something that you want to repurpose or you want something entirely new, you can work with Carrie with that and that network for salon furniture auctions. Number 6, your hair radio online community and all of these things that you're part of, you know, you can connect through like hairradio.com, Upscale Magazine, and Caribbee.com. So there's lots of ways to connect, but that online community is really important as a stylist, I can appreciate that. As people who want to know about the industry and just the consumers now, what in the world is going on with your hair and in that community that's going to impact you? So
that's
another way to connect. If you can't quite yet get to coaching under Carrie or have his tutelage, then you can still get his book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and it catalogs many years of his work and his growth and his development, and we'll tie that actually into number one, but we'll go on to number four, back to Upscale Magazine and how you were a creator for them and some of their programming. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just amazing. Very different entities, however, you know, a good partnership, a really good partnership.
Yeah.
Number three, just a smidge of your Carapi hair products. Like, how do you even come up with the name? You know, it just everything, you know, how you're trying to positively impact some of the options that people have and for them to like tie in with you. Actually, you know what they could do? They could get educated about the Carapi line, become a distributor or retailer or whatever, and then they have enough money to work with you as a coach. If that's one way to work it. But that's the Mary take, you know.
Mary joke. Okay, I love it.
Start somewhere. Just start somewhere, people. And then up and coming or maybe being revisited soon will be your network, your TV network.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just another platform to tie it all together. But
I love it.
You are doing it,
great
man.
Great job. Oh, well, listen, great job. And this is a great point to just remind everybody. Mary Reed Johnson, you are an incredible, legendary radio personality in your own right. And you're also a hair professional, hair industry cosmetologist out there doing great work in your own right. So I thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. And can you remind the Hair Radio Morning Show fans what the three H's are all about, hair, head, heart?
Sure. Top down things that are most important to most people, the hair. And then the head is like all that information and knowledge related to just life in general, your families, your everything, just related to multiple textures, just everything. So hair, then your head, and then your heart. So that's the passion behind what I do. And a lot of the workshops and presentations that I give relate to any of those topics. So I'm not as big as you, Carrie, but the passion is there.
Yeah.
The passion is there. And so I'm moving more. I am licensed as a cosmetology and instructor in Michigan and Minnesota. However, I have a lot of background in industrial hygiene and, you know, safety and these types of things.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to step as much of my consulting and do more public speaking because I can meet, help more groups that way for me right now. So that is coming, and you'll see more about that, you know, in this upcoming year. But again, it's about you today. So thank you.
Well, you're very kind.
So it's about you. Now, I don't know if you're going to appreciate this, but way back, way, 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 way back in the day, you had something, again, my theme is I see stuff with you 3-4 years before I see it with someone else, and maybe longer, but at least 3 or 4 years. So my number one thing that people need to know about Carrie is
our broadcast, right?
About you being like the home of the morning show. And I'm going to throw out the character, Fluff the Bear.
Oh, well, that was my foray into radio. And most folks know I was discovered in part out in Los Angeles, even though I'm from Philadelphia and the East Coast. and started, I was discovered in part from Nick Stewart, who was an actor on Amos and Andy TV show. And so he had a theater in L.A. And so I was able to create my Fluff the Bear children's character and take that to radio. And that's how it all led from there and coming back to the East Coast. With that being said, I've been able to create the Hair Radio Morning Show in like 1995. And we were on different AM and FM stations and things like that in different cities. Since then, we came to the internet where I don't just put on a morning version of that called the Hair Radio Morning Show each day. And, you know, as you know, we're into quite a bit of episodes. But also I get to produce other shows like the Vet Talk Radio Show and so many countless shows I've produced for other folks that air on our network. So that's kind of how it has morphed into this. And the Hair Radio Morning Show is something, it is its own tradition. It is an institution, if you will, because we are really responsible for merging the hair and beauty talk with radio. That's what I'm credited for. And so I appreciate all of our fans that we've been able to kind of cultivate and motivate and all that wonderful good stuff, literally from coast to coast. Our show is still on live Monday through Friday from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock Eastern, right on the Hair Radio Morning Show on Blog Talk, as you guys know. And we do so much out in the community, and I just wanted to make an honorable mention that our live hair events like Hair Nation Expo and our wonderful, Legends work that we do called the Road to Healthy Hair Workshops, we're continuing with those. A lot of the little community meetups and things that we do are out there and will continue to be put on and stuff like that. So there's a lot coming. There's a lot on the way. And I just want to say thank you to all the fans, literally, not just in America, but worldwide, who've helped to continue the incredible Hair Radio brand. So Mary Lee Johnson from Hair Head Heart, thank you. Thank you. I'm Carrie Hines. I really have to say this has been awesome.
My pleasure.
Yes. All right, Mary. All right, folks. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. Just keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more to get to this morning. Stay with us.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage. And moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. Awesome. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
All right, Nicole Marie. So, Thanksgiving holiday. What exactly does the Thanksgiving holiday mean to Nicole Marie?
Wow, Carrie, it means so much. When I think about Thanksgiving, I think about love. I think about fellowship with family and close friends, great food, time of reflection, and also a time to make memories and also new traditions with family and friends. Somewhat bittersweet, because I think of, when I speak of a time of reflection, I think of the times growing up, the time spent with family members then, you know, with parents, with grandparents, great-grandparents. But now, as I've gotten older, those family members have passed away. So I reflect on those good times that were shared with them, memories that were made then. But then also now that I have my own family, also making those new memories and those new traditions with my family. So it's somewhat bittersweet.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
So,
well, Nicole Marie, thank you for taking a moment to share with us on this holiday.
Thank you, Carrie.
Holiday.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit FixYourFeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Thursday morning, November 17th of 2022. It's our show number 788, as we march towards show number 1,000. And we'll be celebrating show number 8, like on December 16th. It should be a Friday. And, Friday, December 16th. Real excited about that. We'll tell you a little bit more as we move along. It's about 7:32 in the morning, 6:32 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. We've got a lot to get to still on the broadcast this morning. And so we're going to talk about the piece you just heard. With Mary Lee Johnson, we'll be bringing our Queen of Candles, Blue, from Divine Energy Candles. You just heard a commercial here. She'll be joining us in just a bit. But first, I'm going to get to my wonderful, amazing co-star in the mornings. You guys know her out of Water Valley. We're talking about the one and only newly minted queen of the mornings, the one and only Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole
Good
Marie.
Good morning. Happy mid-show. Good morning to all our fans. Good morning to you, Carrie.
Yes, well, thank you, and back at you. You know, we've been tuned in all morning from 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we just want to make sure to remind everybody the show starts at 6 a.m. Eastern and goes all the way through to 9. Now, Michael Hopkins will be joining us in just a bit. We are super excited about that. So we've got a lot more. Plus, our 8 o'clock spotlight. Now, we are revisiting a couple of topics that kind of have to talk about. One, that we're kind of splitting the hour. So the first part will be kind of looking at these chemical straighteners and all of that. We really need to kind of cover that, kind of see where we are, and talk about how did we get to this point. And so we'll talk about all of that coming up in the next hour. Then about 8:30 or so, we are looking at the Thanksgiving holiday, but also beyond that, how it impacts our community and folks who are not just families, but how we can all celebrate and feel that we belong. You know, so we want to talk a little bit about that. Folks are under a lot of stress during the holidays. We're going to address all of that on today's show. So don't go anywhere. And if you have something to say, press 1 on your phone. We're going to get you on the mic to talk live to all of our fans and express your sentiments this morning. So, yes, your point of view. Thank you, Nicole Marie. So, you know, I just want to kind of remind everybody, tomorrow is our Thanksgiving holiday show. So you heard a few minutes ago how Nicole Marie, what she thinks of Thanksgiving. And so we've been kind of throwing these in and touching base with some of your fans, you know, favorite folks here. And so it's really, really exciting. Tomorrow's episode, we're going to have, it'll be Friday show, but it'll also have some wonderful elements of the holiday. And then we're off for a whole week. So you will not have us to kick around at for 6 in the morning next week. We will be back on, we'll be back at the end of the month on Tuesday, November 29th, 6 a.m. Eastern. We return to the airwaves live. So just so that you know, Friday again, we're with you tomorrow from 6 in the morning till 9 on November 18th. That'll be our holiday show, so to speak. And then we'll be off to the races after that once we wrap up at 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. And we'll be off the entire week. And we'll return back broadcasting live from 6 to 9 on Tuesday, the 29th of November. I want to go ahead and get that out there. Now, what do you do in the meanwhile? Okay. In the meanwhile, we have upscalemagazineradio.com that you heard all about this morning. UpscaleMagazineRadio.com plays all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So they have my classic hair radio shows. They've got current shows. They've got new music. They've got everything, interviews, and so much more. So while we're not on the 6 to 9 live, so to speak, we still you'll be able to get your fix of hair radio over at UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. We'll be talking more about Upscale in just a bit. Want to kind of get in. Now, she comes in. She drops by every day about this time out of Florida, which is where I wished I could be right now, down in beautiful Jacksonville, Florida. Yes. We're talking about Divine Energy Candles Queen, the one and only Blue. Good morning, Blue. You're on with Nicole Kirihan. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Nicole. I'm doing good.
Good morning.
I'm doing great. It feels really good out here today.
Great.
We're chilly here. Look, we're chilly.
Yeah. What is it, about 80?
No.
Instead of 100?
Today we're hitting 45 today, yes.
Ooh, that is
chilly. Yeah, we're on it. All right. Yeah. But it's... But the sun is still out, though. Picture that. It's beautiful. It's not cloudy.
Oh, okay.
It looks, it's a good looking. It's a tricky 45. Yeah.
Yeah, that,
you look
that
out
is
there,
a tricky
like,
45.
We're going to have a great day. And then you get out there like, oh, where's my coat? Where's my coat? So, yeah, it's one of those.
Wow.
But it's good.
Well, you
it's
guys
good.
Out there, Blue is down in Jacksonville, Florida. And, you know, and if today is your first time tuning in, you may not realize, but Nicole Marie is in Water Valley, Mississippi. And as I said, Blue is in Jacksonville. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and Michael Hopkins will be joining us in just a bit. He's in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, as you'll learn in a bit. So really good stuff. Blue, and we're talking, when I thought about today was Thursday, I said, oh, my God, Thanksgiving is literally 1 week from today. And we're going to be getting into some, we're going to get into some emotional support for the holiday, what we need to do to lean on each other if we need to. But I want to talk about some smells and candle scents that are going to set the right tone and atmosphere in our homes and offices for this holiday period. So we're going to turn it to the incredible, capable hand of the scent queen herself. So Blue, I know you have some, you just knock us out every day with some incredible scent that gives us a moment to kind of, you know, focus on. So what do you have for us today, Blue?
Thank you, Carrie. Yes, today we one of our most mouth-watering scents for autumn. It's our pumpkin caramel crunch. It's a pumpkin caramel crunch, yes.
You gotta, repeat that one more time again. Pumpkin caramel crunch.
Yes, pumpkin caramel crunch. Yes, yes.
Wow.
And this fragrance oil begins
I love it.
It begins with notes of butter and an orange peel, then blends in some scrumptious caramel and maple and pumpkin. You can also get nutty pecan aroma, pumpkin aroma that lingers on as you're sitting there smelling that candle. This candle is best suited for mid-market candle lines for the fall. And this gourmet scent will fill any room and space with a delicious aroma of the season. Now, for the top notes, we have orange peel and butter. Mm-hmm. The middle note is pumpkin. Our base note is caramel, maple, pecan, and vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Pumpkin.
Unbelievable.
Pumpkin caramel crunch.
I think that wins the scent of the week. Pumpkin caramel crunch. Wow.
Yes. Yes,
you know,
yes.
You have to know, guys, what that, imagine that scent permeating your home, your office.
I can smell it now.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
I can smell it. I don't think that, I'm just blown away that anybody, you know, how you couldn't, you know, create that visual and the sensual smell of it. I mean, amazing. So Divine Energy Candles, we want to remind everybody, because you guys, please do not just focus on Black Friday being something that you got to get out to. Remember, we have an array of supporters here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You need to visit everybody's website. Everybody has specials. And as you just heard, Blue, you said you have literally tons of different scents at DivineEnergyCandles.com. DivineEnergyCandles.com. Go to the site. Look at it, imagine until you get them and, you know, shipped to you. So real good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
we
have a lot of different things, right?
Oh, God, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely, we do. We do. We have the wax melts,
and
we have candles. Yeah.
Well, Blue, I think you said something about if they look on the site, again, DivineEnergyCandles.com, you go there and you even though you got tons of scents, okay, if you want something custom blend, you can perhaps, help them with that. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just request whatever it is. If you don't see it on the site, bring it to our attention, and I'll let you know if we have it. And if we don't, we will have no problem with getting it shipped to us and getting that candle done and out to you as soon as we can get it. Yep.
We're
on it.
Well, I am so excited. Yeah. And this is a unique gift to me. Hair Radio, we have a lot of unique gifts. You're not going to find it, anything that we have, pretty much anywhere else. So I think about this often.
Me
we
too.
Have gift cards at Carapy.com. We've got products and shampoos and all these wonderful things. And you have folks like Blue with Divine Energy Candles. You've got everybody. You know, everybody has products and all these wonderful things. So please, please, please support your small businesses, support your local businesses, support folks. The money, everything goes back into your own community. Please understand that.
Very important.
So that's
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I hate that I beat the drum so much. Folks, you guys out there, you got to forgive me, but I've been saying this for so long that, you know, and it's important. If you support your own businesses and people in your community, don't you think you're going to improve your own community? Please
exactly.
do that, folks.
Right, right. Yes.
Okay. So
critical
want to get that
community.
On out there. Yes, and especially this time of the year where folks in small businesses, we have a lot. We take on a lot during these holidays. It's not just some slam dunk and we're just raking in, you know, millions of dollars. We are trying to keep afloat during this difficult time. So, you know,
that's
so
right.
Please, please, please make sure to keep that in mind. Don't just think of the box stores for Black Friday. You know, look right next door and look online and support your own community. Okay, well, listen, I guess I've said that enough. We got to turn to Michael Hopkins, the one and only. Now he's the king of claims. You guys know he is the man behind Vet Talk Radio Show. We're always so proud and excited to have Michael. And I want to find out if he's heard anything. We ran a special interview with Michael on a Tuesday's edition of the Vet Talk Radio Show. So I want to find out if he's heard anything and also what are his plans for next week for the big Thanksgiving holiday.
Right.
Michael, good morning. You're on with Blue.
Good morning, Michael.
Green, with Barry.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Michael. No Mr. Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Wow. Good morning. Good morning. Happy mid-show. I am honored to be on this morning with the tremendous trio. I guess this makes us the Fantastic Four at this point in time, right?
Well, you can call us that, right? Michael,
So
what about you, Michael? You've been listening. What are your big plans for the holiday? Anything big?
Oh, yes, very big. We are doing the grandkids, granddaddy, grandmommy thing on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm riding up, me and the wife, and we'll probably pick up, more than likely, my one daughter with her three kids, my son, and maybe we'll squeeze a son-in-law up in the van somewhere, but we'll all be heading to Maryland.
Now is the Mrs. The Queen, the Mrs. King acclaim? We're talking about Michael's wonderful wife. Are you guys making some pecan pies?
Oh, no, Carrie Hines.
No pecan.
No. We're in the go visit mode and get hampered mode. This is what happens.
Well, I'm going to have to put an order in. I got to say,
Michael,
what are we going to do?
You know what?
Yes, I'm Blue. Now I'm gonna have to turn to Blue and Divine Energy Candles. So work up me a pecan pie smell. A pecan pie scent.
A pumpkin candle. Okay.
Well, actually, your pumpkin caramel crunch might just do the trick. What can I say?
True.
You know, I love that we are so filled at this time with joy. Michael, great. It sounds wonderful about family time. And I think it's wonderful. Blue, what about you? I don't know if we've checked in with you on your plans, you know, for next week, the holiday weekend.
Well, next Thursday, I'm going to cook a little bit. I'm not sure what my menu is yet, you know.
But
I'm going to cook a little bit.
Way. Peppy, pack your little doggy bag. We're on our way to Blue.
Okay, come on, because I'm going to cook a little bit, but I sure haven't got my menu together yet. And I did not want to do the traditional turkey this year. I could say that much. Because, I didn't want to do all that. It's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, this is true. I take it from the turkey man. I used to sell a deep fried turkey. So trust me, I know. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, Nicole Marie, since we're on the topic, what about you and the family yourself, Nicole Marie?
Oh yes, Carrie and everyone else. I always cook. So I'm getting my menu together now and always cook. And we do go and visit friends as well, but I always have plenty of food at home.
Okay, well, so I'll drop by your
cooking,
house after
Carrie,
I leave.
So how about
sounds
so
good to me.
I'll ask you, what are your plans, Carrie? But it sounds like you're making your rounds to all of us.
Well, you know what? Actually, Peppy and I will be preparing a Thanksgiving meal. Let me tell you, because this is something, and we're going to get into that in the next half hour. Believe me, we're going to talk next hour, rather. We're going to talk a lot about spending the holiday. What I normally do, now, several years back, before I started cooking and learning how to cook, I have just a crazy story. One of my great friends who still flying, working at the airlines, would come by and spend, he didn't have anywhere to go, so he decided one year to come by and spend Thanksgiving with me. One year he came by, I had a very good friend of mine who was a great cook, and so we had great food that year. Well, the next year, the same fellow decides that he was going to come by again. Well, my other friend didn't come that year, and so the cooking was left to me. So I ran and got some stuff, and let me tell you something. That was the worst food I ever tried to prepare. I didn't even really – I went to the market.
No.
And you know how they have they already cooked food, and it was tasteless and bland. That friend of mine, he's never returned to my house for Thanksgiving. He's never even come back to the house.
Wow, that's not good.
It was the worst. And I'm telling you the truth. You want to talk about some holiday catastrophes? That was one. And the food was just awful. And I'll tell you the year. It was, I believe that was the year that, if I recall correctly, when we lost Whitney, because they had this big special on TV with all these other singers paying tribute to Whitney that year. And I remember we were sitting there watching the TV, but eating some crap, you know, really not great food. But since then, I've learned how to cook, as you guys know. I have amazing dishes and all of that and so much. But I studied. Yes, I went and studied a lot. We're going to talk about all that in the future because I've got big plans. So we're going to talk about those things. And so, but I want to say thank you to all of you. And Blue, let me just say thank you. You know, this is really big. Tomorrow is our Thanksgiving show. We'll be talking about some great Thanksgiving memories. I probably will reveal one of my favorite dishes as well as some of our, you know, classic Thanksgiving. I think right after Christmas, we start kind of launching into that Christmas mode. So we'll be talking about some of those upcoming holiday songs that we just love and all of that. Can't think of a Thanksgiving song. I don't think there is one.
I don't think so either. No Thanksgiving music.
No happy turkey, no merry pilgrims or any of that.
None of that.
Well, look, Mariah is the queen of Christmas. Nobody really wants to be the queen of Thanksgiving because you're thinking of a big old stuffed turkey. So who wants to be the queen of the turkey? Nobody really wants that moniker. But but I'll tell you, we're gonna have some great memories. And for me, like you ask, I plan to definitely cook here. I'm putting together my own menu. And let me tell you something. Peppy and I give him an extra little treat on the holiday. Peppy thinks every day is Thanksgiving. He stuffs himself every day, trust me. He does not want for anything like that. And then for me, Blue, I don't know if I'll do a turkey because I love deep-fried turkeys usually, but even this year, I might just pick up one from Popeyes and do a whole bunch of sides. And I'm not a baker, so I'm not going to be baking pies and all that. I'll have to get one of Blue's pumpkin caramel crunchy. I'll have to hit the store on that. But I love the holidays. And so we got to talk about that, because I want folks to know that if you are alone, do not, you know, don't look at it like it's something to perhaps dread and, you know, thinking back how sad you are and this and that. You know, exactly. I've had Thanksgivings and I had to work on the holiday. I worked for the airlines, as you guys know, years and years ago, for many, many, many years. And so I got used to the idea of not being at home, and even had to fly and be a flight attendant during on Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that. That stuff didn't matter at all. You had to work. And
exactly.
So I kind of got used to that notion. You had to, yeah, oh, my God. Not only are they traveling, that's the biggest travel holiday time of the year.
Right.
Thanksgiving.
Right.
Oh, biggest time. Yeah. So you guys remember, and I always want to say, if you have no one to talk to us. And that's why we're here at the
Hair
Radio Morning
here.
Show. Yes. And you guys, I am here working. I'm always working working on the shows and everything that we're doing. And I just love spending the holiday. It's my time to write and think what we're trying to do and all that kind of fun stuff. Plus, I do have family and folks, you know, so I stay in touch with them and all of that. I don't go visit anybody. I don't like dropping over to people. Not really. I don't really. I just joke. I don't really leave out to go and do that so much. Because I like to stay home. I like to be in my own space and all that kind of stuff. So that's just me. You know, find a tradition of your own. And you can do that.
Exactly.
You know, like I said, I cook up a storm here and eat up a storm. Trust me. So find and start your own tradition. A family can start with just one. And in my case,
right.
One and a half, I got Peppy. So really good stuff.
Sounds good.
So
football.
I'm happy about that. Okay, so that's it. That's enough big holiday talk. We got all tomorrow show to get in. We still got one more show before we are off next week.
So true.
So I just want
so
to
right.
say, yeah, so Blue, we'll see you guys. We have our big meetings and stuff like that, so we'll still be in touch and over the holidays and all that stuff. So listen,
yeah.
Why don't we take a little bit of music break? It's Throwback Thursday, folks. I started this show with Aretha Franklin. We every so often we gotta get Aretha on.
Oh yeah, the queen
wonderful.
Of soul. That is the queen
That's
of soul.
Wait, the show
yeah, and we you know here and there we might skip a little bit, but we really do love and I miss Aretha's voice and. Her music. I want to get maybe next week. Well, when we come back on the 29th, we'll have some new Aretha stuff and all those other things that she did before she passed. And we just love to keep her spirit going here. And want
right.
to thank everybody. Let me go on to the music break. We'll be back. We got a lot more to talk about, as you know. Dr. Paul Dyer should be joining us in the next hour. He's scheduled to be here. We're going to check in with some other folks. Don't forget the Gentleman's Natural Hair Fest is this week in Brooklyn, New York. Well, I'm sorry, it's next week. It's Thanksgiving weekend for that. So definitely we'll try to cover more about that on tomorrow's show. So here's a little bit more Aretha. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is our spotlight hour. It's about 8:03 in the morning, New York time, as we broadcast on this Thursday morning. It's, again, November 17th of 2022. It's our show number 788. It's show number 788. Wow. Three-hour broadcast each. And so this is our 788th show today. So let me get everybody back on. We have a huge panel today. We're about to bring on one of my favorite contributors to the broadcast. He's with us each Thursday and Friday mornings about this time. We're talking about the one and only Dr. Paul Dyer. So we'll be checking in with him in just a bit. Today's big topic, guys, we have got to kind of talk a little bit about that big National Institute of Health report that kind of linked the chemical straightener usage potentially to uterine cancer and all of that. So I want to kind of talk a little bit more about that. I want to delve into some of the things that kind of have led up to this. How did we get to this point in our community where this is something that it's turned into this big thing? We'll talk a little bit about that. And then in the next half hour or so, we'll get a little bit more into how we can lean on each other to make sure that we have comfort and feel great and processing things in the right way for this upcoming holiday. We're talking about Thanksgiving. So all that kind of stuff is on the way today, and we're super excited. Let me just get on the line. Nicole Marie from Water Valley. You guys know Nicole Marie, my amazing co-star, and we're super, super excited to have her with us. And, of course, Michael Hopkins out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Really great to have him with us as well. Now, the man who always helps us to anchor in the end of the week, that's why he's here on Thursdays and Fridays. We're talking about the one and only Dr. Paul Dyer. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Happy
good morning
for everybody.
Good morning.
Happy
good morning.
Hour.
Yes. So you know what, Dr. Dye, I don't know if you heard any of this talk this morning, but this is something that that I want to kind of delve into. We want to pick back up, everybody. So we'll get to some of the holiday talk in the next half hour. But first, I want to kind of jump in on this again. A lot of folks here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, you guys heard Cheryl Morrow, the great Willie Morrow's daughter. She's out in California, and she talked a lot about this when the National Institute, the NIH, everybody calls them the NIH, released their big report and what they had found with all this research. And so I'm still reading. I think I even posted something this morning on social media about the lawsuits are now flying. And so, but there's so much to this. I mean, I hate to use the word layers, but there's so many layers to this that it is crazy. Yes. And so, and Dr. Dyer, the thing that jumps out at me about the last time we kind of talked about this was that you asked a very pertinent question, in my opinion, and that was why do the women, if I recall correctly, I think you said, why do they straighten their hair? And so that was the thing that jumped out at me. But first, welcome again to the show. And any thoughts on that? Let's lead in with Dr. Dyer.
Yeah, you know, welcome. And Spotsylvania is where Michael's from. You said
yeah, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Yeah, beautiful Spotsylvania.
But I've been actually thinking about this, and I've gotten into also looking at some of the research, and then I looked at some of the off research that was not done by the NIH, and I was curious to
right.
why this was even done. like, how did the research even come up? You know, like, so what was the purpose of someone studying? But and then it just dawned, on me. But the African-American community, the black community, the melanin community has been the most studied community in history.
Interesting. That's interesting all by itself. Great point.
Yeah. So, because I know we don't trigger, I know we, meaning the black community, doesn't trigger the study. We don't be like, I wonder if we're getting uterine cancer. I wonder if we're getting this type of cancer.
Right.
You know, just recently, Pennsylvania just apologized for doing test studies on prisoners that they didn't even know they were getting tested on. But this is nothing new. This is nothing new. This has been since the Tuskegee study. So what is happening to our young ladies, and are they trying to – because with this chemical straightener, it actually kills birthing. It hurts. So are they trying to keep sterilizing us? Is that what's really going on? So it's a scary thought. That's what's been on my mind.
Okay, so you're kind of thinking or looking at it perhaps, it sounds a little bit where someone could think it's a little bit more conspiratorial, if you will. But I'll tell you something. These are things and thoughts that we have in this community because, you bring up a lot of valid points. This has been out there. And, yes, you don't have to look far. But I love what you said. I'm going to write that one down, Dr. Dion, that we are like the most studied folks in the history of the world.
Right.
We really are. I think you have a point on that one. You know, so, but we're gonna look at this because, to me, we've got to figure out what's really at the bottom of this. And I think that's what Cheryl was trying to do. I think that's what everybody's talking about. We got to, and it's already jumped out the gate with the lawsuits. And they are just applying.
Everywhere.
I'm looking at story after story on the internet, and then they got websites set up about get your cash now type thing. it's just all of this. So it's very deep.
We have to be careful of that lawsuit because there have been many people have been scammed by these lawsuits. If you sign into this, I will help you get that.
Exactly.
And again, that's not always the case.
Dr. Dine, thank you for saying that because that was the first thing I wanted to bring up. I said, oh my gosh, I hope folks don't just, go to these sites and stuff blindly and putting all their information in. And not end up, and it's usually when they start these big class action suits and stuff, it's been more involved. Things are not so, don't just think you're getting rich tomorrow and they're just going to, I don't even know how to break it on down, folks, but please be careful and do your due diligence. And I just got to say, and Michael, you can jump on in too, because I know for all of us, we've grown up looking and for the moms in the kitchen. I remember moms doing, my nieces and them hair, and because I was too young to see, I guess, my older sisters and all them. But I know that that's how they did it, and straightening was all that they knew, because this is what society had put out. Society not only put it on you then, they put that on us still to this day. This is, to get jobs or to keep jobs, to keep your job. Now they don't say that you won't be able to get the job or you might lose your job. They'll say, but they kind of channel that in order to keep your job, you kind of have to conform. And what's at the end of it is a whole system that's predicated on all of that. So they make money at every level. And then it's so involved that literally we'd be here talking just about that until maybe Monday morning. In how many ways?
So true. So true, Carrie.
Yeah.
And
so
you know,
layered.
Just like, Carrie, just like in the military,
And a lot of the African-American females have to comply to military standards. And, you know, it becomes a blurred line if they're trying to go au naturel or wear braids or cornrows, any of that. Now you're going against the grain of the military, you know, the standard, and it becomes a problem. You know, I've seen it with my own eyes being in the military, that one of the sergeants got upset with a young lady because her hair was braided. We were doing some training, and he got really upset. I mean, he was a Caucasian gentleman, and he got really upset.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just went through a whole bunch of unnecessary drama. But this is what a lot of the females, this is what they face. And, you know, how do you...
And not just females. Not just females outside of the military. I myself would go into work. I was managing an office down in Jersey. And I remember going, I always had a lot of hair. So I would go in with braids one day, and I had, stylists and stuff working on my head all the time. So I would go to work with these styles. And boy, oh boy, you should have seen some of the faces when I was when I would go to work.
Right.
So
I can imagine.
I was very lucky, and this was back in the day. I was always into the hair industry, so of course I'm going to come in and be, you know, even at my jobs where they hired me to work in these corporate settings, I always came in and wore my own hairstyle. So even down the street, I'd have two-strand twists and cornrows and braids and all that kind of stuff going on. So, and it's still happening, so sadly so, that they had to create something called the Clown Act. Legislation in the States, because, again, it's not nothing, listen, ain't nothing hardly federally protected. So we, you know, it's left through the states, and when you leave things all disjointed and it's just, I don't even know what to say. Let me just say this, though.
It keeps going back to a lot of the stuff that we're talking about, and I know this is a bomb, and we talk about reparations and things like that. How did it affect us generationally? We keep getting whitewashed into a society that says if you don't look and conform the way the minor majority wants you to conform, then you're an outcast or then you are misbehaving.
Exactly.
It's such a sick thought. And then if you talk to someone directly and say, would you not hire me? Would you consider me this or that if I did not do this? And directly they'll look at you in your face and say, no, I would never do that. But collectively in boardrooms and in HRs and all this stuff, they totally throw your stuff into the trash or not promote you or not hire you.
Exactly.
And that's
not even
exactly
what we deal with.
Exactly.
Yeah, so why do you think they feel that way, guys? Why do you think that those folks in the corporate setting feel that way? And let me just also say, sadly, it's not just the folks in the corporate setting. So what happens is within our own community, I've seen it where, and I've talked to folks. Remember, we've been doing the Hair Radio show since 1995. So this has been something that we are familiar with on so many different levels. Now, I was told, I remember very specifically by fans of the show, I've heard from female fans right here on this broadcast who actually told me that they were afraid to go natural because the guys would not like that. That's what I was told by a fan or two. Now, I don't know how folks feel about that, and if that's the case, if that thing is, yes, that the guys don't prefer straighter hair or whatever the European, the Euro standard is.
Wow.
So that's something that...
Speaking from a woman's perspective...
You're the sole female here this morning, Nicole Marie.
Yes, my thought on that is if that was the case and that's how a particular person felt, that's not somebody that I would want to date anyway. So,
how about that?
You know? Because you want somebody who is going to accept you for you, and your hair is part of your expression of you. So if you don't like the way that my hair looks, that's your problem. Because this, you know, it's my hair. I have it the way I want it to be. So I think that's just their personal problem, their personal preference. Now, speaking from being in corporate America and even just in our own community, I do agree that there is that kind of stigma, like, oh, well, you know, some people prefer natural hair, some people prefer the straighter hair, and it's all a personal preference. However, just if someone does have braids, have an afro, have twists, locks, whatever the case may be, that should not be a point of discrimination or, oh, well, you can't wear this or you can't this or that or you can't work here because of that. That's definitely a problem. Now, I do, you know, see where, you know, with the Crown Act, there's 18 states so far that have
That's right.
Wow.
Right.
That
have gone into effect so far, which is great. But at the same time, it's so sad that we should even have to have the Crown Act.
And again, the Crown Act is to what they're saying. They put together this legislation to outlaw discrimination based on our hair. Which is sad that you
hair textures and the styles.
Right. Now, can you imagine, in that case, we need a ban for them discriminating on my nose, on you know, whatever it is that identifies us. We've got to figure out another way as well. I love that they are doing this with the Crown Act, and I support them wholeheartedly for their efforts. And that's why I also put together TAF, which is the Traction Alopecia Foundation, which addresses education and all of that. So all of that's out there. At my website, Carrie Hines Hair Care, so I got to say that, CarrieHinesHairCare.com is out there, and that'll connect you to the Carrie website. But this is huge to me. This is huge. I look at this, and I say, we've got to figure this out. We've got to begin to accept our own coily texture. And I really, the other thing that just really gets me is the language that we refer to our hair. But it kind of is exemplary of, well, you know, I shouldn't say exemplary, but it kind of reminds me of how we address ourselves, you know, where some of us can say some inflammatory words to describe ourselves. And I think we have been bought into this notion to say the same type of derogatory words to describe our hair. I don't like the word kinky, whatever, all this stuff. I literally have forgotten them because I don't say, what are they, nappy? What are some of the others? Yeah. What did you say, sappy?
I dislike good hair. Man, she's got some of that good hair. What the hell does that mean? You mean you don't, yeah.
Exactly. What does it mean?
Well, remember Chris Rock did a whole documentary called Good Hair. And let's break down this whole thing on the good hair, bad hair thing. Long before Chris Rock, that's because, again, of this Eurocentric beauty standard where straight hair is the culture. It's not even our culture. It's the America's, choice of looks or whatever for women, essentially. So that's been the ideal beauty standard that was put out there. Now, listen, this is what I say. And again, we've been in this business for almost 30 years. The issue of straight hair or the Eurocentric beauty standard I've always said this. There is nothing wrong with the European beauty standard. There is nothing wrong with it. That's great. It's not the only beauty standard. Period.
So true.
There is a myriad of beauty standards. Period.
So true.
Exactly.
And you should not, you know, I repeat what Whoopi Goldberg said. I'm sick of, I'm sorry to say it this way, and if you're offended, I'm sorry, but I don't like white woman weave. That's just me. And I think we have to call things the way they are. We have to see them for what they are. And if you have problems with that, I have about 3 or 4 websites you can address, you can come to and check out. So that's how I feel on that. And I really mean it. We've been doing this for a long time, and we have to address some of these things. But again, that kinky, all that kind of talk, I think we have to begin to kind of figure out some other ways. And I tell folks all the time, you know, we should be proud that our hair is you know, tightly coiled or what have you. We should be proud. And that
part of
it
our
looks
culture,
different.
Yes.
And right,
you know,
exactly.
This really extends back to slavery.
I was just
going to
say one more thing on this that you might find interesting, and that is that if you know our hair so that we can, like, for everybody, it becomes acclimated to whatever their environment is, you know, weather-wise and all of that, to sustain. And Afro textures are the most versatile of any hair textures in the world. Now, with that being said, of course, our hair is coiled, and if you left the ancestors kind of where, you know, to me, where they were, this wouldn't be an issue. You know, so that's just, I just wanted to get that out, Dr. Dyer. That's all. So you go ahead, sir. Take it away.
Well,
Dr.
This just really comes back to historical, the thought process and how it's still passed on down from slavery. The people that were let in the house, as far as the women were concerned, were the women that simulated the hair that looked like the white people, and the reason why the hair simulated looked like the white people is because the masters were raping the women, and when they were birthing these children, let me just remind everybody
because we may have some children or young people. The talk is going to get a little bit on here, so we want to remind everybody. If you got little ones, it's probably a good time to, you know, to usher them in the other room. It's breakfast time for folks, so we want to remind everybody. We sometimes get a little bit in these conversations, so please bear that in mind. But Dr. Dyer, finish your thought, please, on that.
Yeah, so, you know, with the enslavement, the raping of these women, and then these children being birthed into the breeding, and then breeding into the house, the people that were in the house had straighter hair. So it became like, this is how you get into the world, is via through of assimilation and degradation, really, is through this process of what you visually look like, so you don't offend the masters, the enslavers, to saying that this is what you ought to look like, but that's really what it was. You didn't look as light as this, as good as this, that being in this house projected a different view. It's just so historical.
And I was about to say, this is still, you know, kind of, we've kept on to some of these horrible, horrible tropes throughout time.
Exactly.
And
so
we kind of learned to put an end to this stuff, put an end to all of this. I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of folks, you know, but this is what's channeled to us because of the economic disparity, and we don't have majority of the broadcasting and the media connections. You know, most of those are owned by about I'd say a good 90-something percent of the media outlets are owned by about 10 to 12 companies. So they shut out all the black voices are muffled, pretty much.
Sure,
I would say all but a good amount. So this is why it seems like that black people, and I'm going to speak monolithically a little bit, it seems like we all kind of go along with what is being pushed out there through the media, where we don't. But we don't have a big megaphone as obvious, you know, for obvious reasons, to counter a lot of that negative, stereotypical stuff that's thrown down our throats. So we, thank goodness, and this is just me talking in this moment, I'm grateful for the internet. Yes, it's full of crap and bad for most part about this and that, but I'm grateful that at least we can galvanize to some degree. And we need to do a little bit more of that with some structure, so that we can get a hold of these youngsters and kind of change the tomorrow for them. I do not want, little girls with pigtails and stuff being made fun of, or braids, or natural hair, whatever it is that they, you know, their mommies do their hair or whatever. And same for little boys. The world has changed. It's not the same. You can't say gender-specific stuff so much, because now everybody's doing whatever, and I'm okay with all of that. What I'm not okay with is this bigger message in the outer communities. So we want to get everybody to be on the same page in our own community first, and then push out the message the way we wish for it to be. So that's kind of the way I look at it. Are we there yet? I don't think no. And we got a long way to go.
No, we got
a long way to go. But can we get a hold of the young people? Dr. Dyer, is that even feasible? Can we get a hold of the young kids in elementary school or even younger and start giving them the right education on hair and beauty and all of that? Is that something that's feasible, do you see?
So the answer is yes, and we have the movies that do it. We have the people talking about it, and it's knowing your history. It's knowing your history that is taught without being whitewashed to understand what this really is and how this came about. Then you can make your choice, because if you don't know your history, then you're not making a choice. You're falling into a system. And that's the difference. If we don't teach our children, so the answer is yes, yes, yes. But we have to be educating our kids. And educating our kids, there's so many ways we could do it. We could do it through media. We do it through the Hair Morning Radio Show. We do it through music. We do it, but we have to say, do you understand? So we have to explain why we're doing it. Instead of just showing it, we have to explain why this is.
Yes, well, I appreciate that. And yes, thank you for mentioning that. We at Hair Radio, we created the Traction Alopecia Foundation TAF, which is all about education of hair. And, of course, our carapy.com and brand and all of that. The reason I even mention this is because those funds and things like that goes back into the community. So very, very, very important. Hey, I want to tell everybody
I do blame Omega Black Stars for continuing this nonsense, because we have Mega Black Stars like the people who sing and win Grammy Awards with their hair blowing in the video, and that shows them how beautiful they are. But yet they're not talking about what they have to do to their hair to get their hair to be blowing in the wind and looking all fabulous. So I blame a lot of that.
Great point.
And I don't have to mention any names who's winning Grammys, 8 Grammys. I think she was nominated for and married to the other guy that does a lot of.
We're not going to say, because that particular artist's dad has been on our show as the creator of the whole group. That's spawned this particular artist. But let me just say, you're right. But here's the thing, and I say this because you're absolutely right. And But the issue is this. You almost cannot help but be influenced. If that's what's bringing you money and brought you in your fame and all that, and you've become the queen to this to the outer communities. You're the queen. That's all they think. And and that's acceptable to you. And you don't care about your cultural connection or the ancestors, if you will, if that's your thing. And that's apparently seems to be the thing, their thing. But I appreciate the conversations this morning because we got to really talk about this stuff and we got to bring it to the table. And so I think this is just the beginning. I really do. And listen, as far as I'm concerned, that report is years too late. it's years too late. But I'll accept it if that's what they say. But I also love the reason. What was the first thing Dr. Dyer said earlier about, about these reports? What was the, how did we even come to the idea to do a report on it? So I love that. Great, great stuff, guys. This show, listen, I better bring everybody up to date because there are people who are just tuning in. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're live this morning, if you haven't figured that out already. It's Thursday, November 17th of 2022. It's our show number 788. I'm Carrie Hines. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And I've got the lineup of lineups. I just love our incredible panel. On Thursdays and Fridays, we have wonderful, wonderful folks who really help us to get across our messages and everything that we're talking about. Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And Nicole Marie, I just have to say thank you as well to you. You are a city board member down in your area, in your town, and you are just a mom, a wife. You run your own royalty distribution business for Carapy. You're doing so many things, and so we appreciate
you
on this show. Yes,
thank
very
you.
Much so.
Appreciate
absolutely.
You, as well.
you got it. Michael Hopkins, the longtime supporter. You are the veteran's veteran, Michael. You help with the veterans' claims. You host the Vet Talk radio show. You're in your second season. We did over 50 shows last season of your broadcast. It's on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 right here. You don't have to be a veteran to pull something from it. It's open, and I just love that. And you literally help the veterans put more money in their pockets. Let's just be real. So
yes,
you don't
sir.
Want to miss Michael's show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Very important. Good stuff. And what can I say? This gentleman who, I have to say the first time that I think you and I met Dr. Dyer, pretty much we discovered Dr. Dyer at the same time. We got
pretty
to be
much.
Part of an incredible panel that my wonderful brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, as you guys know, and I'm shouting him out this morning, as we do. He's been a regular contributor to our broadcast. He helps us with all kinds of economic talk. And my big brother, he knows just about everything in the world. So whatever he comes on and talks about, it's always something new. And in the same vein, we have this incredible gentleman, Dr. Paul Dyer, that my brother introduced us to. And Dr. Dyer, you've come here and you've helped us shape our talks each week. So we appreciate you. We appreciate all the efforts and just, you always come in with a different perspective or make us think a little differently. What is your experience
always.
Like? Let's just ask
yes.
you right quick. What has
yes,
your experience
so
been
true.
Like? And then we'll get into our holiday talk. But what's your experience been like since coming to this show and all of this, at Hair Radio, Dr. Dyer?
Well, here's the thing. It's about joining family, and we find family in so many different places, right? We find family,
True.
And when we find them, we not only conjoin, but join. And in that joining, we build so much of – I love it. So the answer is I just love it because I love what we do by how we bring things to the forefront of understanding. And it's, and people think Hair Morning Show is just about hair, but it's about, it's about so much because hair connects us to everything, right?
Exactly. Right? Exactly. I love that. Thank you, sir. And I just look at hair, you know, I always say hair is the foxy. You know, we use hair because that is the common thread, the common strand, pardon the pun, in our community. That is what, you know, and that's what we have, we've cultivated our own standard of beauty here, and we've been able to share that for the betterment of our community, and I'm very proud of the work that we do here on this broadcast. So, and look, we're closing in on 800 broadcasts of the show. We'll be celebrating our 800th show on December.
Amazing.
December, that's Friday, December
16th. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hard charging to the end.
Yeah.
Ooh, rough.
So 1 month from now, we'll be celebrating our 800th show. And we are planning a big celebration for that. But then we'll be celebrating on December 31st because we have a special nighttime New Year's Eve celebration. And it's my favorite broadcast that we do all year. We get all kinds of folks. We've got people in different parts of the world, literally, who'll be helping us to co-host and hold it down and count the show down. And this year we're doing two particular countdowns. We'll be counting down the folks in the Atlantic time zone, which is ahead of my New York time zone by about an hour. And we have our wonderful folks up in Canada. They head up my Hair Radio Canada for us. Samantha, who's with the Black Beauty Cultural Association, she heads up our wonderful folks up there for Hair Radio Canada. She'll be on to co-host. We've got, we're doing a big tribute to the 50th anniversary for hip hop. So we've got two rap artists who'll be with us. We've got, we'll look at that. We're also playing some great music from other, you know, some wonderful music in general, and some of your favorite songs as well. We're going to have so many surprises. And I'll put out the lineup in the next few days so you guys will see that. So, again, start, set your calendar because that show's going to start Saturday night at 10 and go over to about 12:30 in the morning New York time. So Saturday night, about 10 o'clock Eastern, and 9 o'clock if you're in the central time zone, and they'll go for about 2.5 hours or so. And it's kind of a little bit Dick Clark-ish, if you will, but to an all new level. And we're giving it a good soul boost. So we've done it a few years, and it's been extraordinary.
Lots of fun. If you want to get
a little taste of it, you can Google, because we have a podcast of our version from last year. So it's out there. Just Google New Year's Eve celebration, Hair Radio. So really good stuff. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. We've got to take a little bit of a break. Want to come back. We are supposed to talk about the holiday, so we'll do a little bit of that. And Upscale's new issue is out. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's out. Upscale magazine.
Yeah.
The new issue was out,
wonderful
and my
cover.
Work is in it.
Yeah, love the cover.
I'm in it. I have about 4 pages with my own contribution. So I designed the graphics on a 2 full pages. Yeah, I laid out two full pages for the magazine, and my Carapy.com, my Carapy hair products are advertised in the magazine as well. The magazine is sold on the newsstands. It's about 34, 35 years old. Upscale magazine. I just love them. Upscalemagazine.com is their website. But again, you can listen to Upscale Magazine Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay, here's that commercial break. We'll be right back. Still much more to talk about this morning. Stay with us.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Good morning, everybody. I am Kimmy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and young children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love and her book, Cammy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammy's Spa Party.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead Heart. What does Thanksgiving, what does the holiday Thanksgiving mean to you?
Oh, that is, it's in the word. Out of all the holidays, that is the one that I would say everything should be. You're giving thanks, so showing appreciation to anything, whether it's people or your own life, or just being above ground another day. And then giving, that is, you could be giving thanks. You could be giving food. You could be giving of your time to help somebody else, you know, have a good day or appreciate life. So I think of all the days, Thanksgiving is the best, or it can be the best. But for me, I really do focus on the actual word, thanks and giving.
Oh, wow. Perfect, Mary. Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead Heart. And also, Mary makes an amazing contribution to 10 Things That You Didn't Know, of course, with Mary Reed Johnson right here through the Hair Radio Morning Show. Mary, happy holidays. And to all of you, stay with us.
Happy holidays.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. Thank you, Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead Heart. Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard, but we played an incredible piece early this morning with Mary. So if you missed it, you can go back and listen. All of our shows are archived, so take a moment to check it out. It's really, really awesome. And she counted down some of my accomplishments. So really, really nice. I have to say it was really a surprise. It was really great fun to do. Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Dr. Paul Dyer in Maryland. Michael Hopkins down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And I am Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York. So you guys heard. So we're talking a little bit about the holiday. But I also want to take a moment because it's important, and maybe Dr. Dye can address this, it's important that we remember folks who, you know, who may not have the traditional families in place for this holiday. And not only that, even if you do, maybe you're going through something. A lot of folks have lost folks in recent times and all kinds of stuff. You know, not to mention, you may not even have food for Thanksgiving because the prices have been so high. So, Dr. Dyer, is there a way that you can address some of these things that's kind of got us all flurried and, you know, all kind of anxious about Thanksgiving? What can you offer? Any words of encouragement or support to help us reshape the thinking for the holiday?
Yeah, first I'm going to apologize because we're traveling to D.C. and there may be some background noise for a little bit. But I'll make this real quick. It's just to understand your feelings and how your emotions are driving you. I wrote an article recently in a journal about how our emotions deflect us into thinking that we are in a fear base and not in a love space. And so just always try to really keep yourself in a love space and not a fear space. And the only way to do that is to express yourself to others, express yourself to yourself, but express yourself. If you don't express yourself, then things get bottled down and then it affects the body.
Awesome. And Dr. Jack, did you say you're heading to D.C.?
I am. I'm heading down there. I do all kinds of things. I'm on the board of the Red Cross for the greater Chesapeake area. And I'm on the DEI, the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion. And when it comes to, I'll make this real quick because I'm traveling. I have a service dog. And I have a service dog because I'm a vet. And the reason why I have a service dog is because he helps me express myself. He recognizes my pulse. He recognizes things. And we need that in our lives. So, and Michael Hopkins can talk about this. You know, a lot of vets, we get a lot of triggers around the holidays because of things we miss or people that have passed on or members and friends that have passed away. So those things trigger a lot of effects for us in the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You're absolutely right.
Wow.
Triggers. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All night and all day, Dr. Dyer. All night, all day.
And, Michael, I hope that you cover these topics as well on some of your upcoming broadcasts this season on the Vet Talk Radio Show on Tuesday mornings. So, please, let's keep some notes here because this is important. And, you know, so I just want to say thank you to everybody. Everybody's been phenomenal in what we've been doing with this broadcast here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. I have to thank everybody. What a great lineup of folks and stars. Nicole Marie, I want to turn to you for just one moment as well. We want to remind everybody, and let me just shout out to Sam at BOPSA. Let me just first do that. BOPSA.org, Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. Sam works with so many folks out there, and he'll be with us very soon, along with the wonderful Dr. Millicent Davis. So they're going to be making a special appearance. And then I believe we have Sam next. I think Sam is dropping by tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning. Yes, I see him tomorrow at 8:30.
Right.
And then he'll be with us next week with when we come back with Dr. Millicent Davis. So we're off next week, folks. I want to say that we're off. We'll be out, getting our own Thanksgiving meals together. The entire week, we will not be on for the three-hour show, but we will be back on Tuesday, November 29th, right after Thanksgiving. That Tuesday, we'll be right here with you. And on that show, I'm hoping to bring you some updates from Mark's event here in New York. He has the wonderful Hair Fest that's happening in Brooklyn, New York, right in my backyard. So hopefully I'll be able to, you know, get some pictures and all of that. Just want to remind everybody, Nicole Marie, about the importance of joining the Hair Radio Online community. Would you just fill everybody in on that?
Oh, yes. You can go to hairradio.com, that's with one R, HAIRADIO.com, which is our online community. It is absolutely free to sign up. You just use your email and your password to sign up. And once you sign up, you can connect with other members. You can read discussion posts under the forum tab, which is at the top, and you can just learn so much more and interact with those of us in the community, those of us from the Hair Radio Morning Show, others who have joined the community, and it's just such a wonderful platform to just connect. As Carrie mentioned earlier, speaking about the holidays, if by chance, you know, you don't have someone to connect with or you want someone to talk to, form is an excellent space for you to connect with us because we're always here,
exactly.
Always here for you,
exactly.
Always here to talk with you.
And
so please
exactly.
Utilize the platform. Yes.
Absolutely.
Please utilize the platform.
Very good. Very good. That's, again, www.hairadio.com. Just one R, as Nicole mentioned. It's Hair Radio. We pronounce it hairradio.com, but it's just one R.
Right.
So please go there and set up. It's free, again, to set up an account. Free.
Oh,
and
yes.
Free.
Michael, you.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
I love
yes.
it. I myself am going to put an article there, post, right after today's show. So I want you to go there, because if you go there and you make a comment, you're going to get a free gift.
Ooh,
you don't have to spend a
nice.
Awesome.
You're going to get a free
nice.
Gift.
Awesome.
So, yes. So when you go to hairradio.com after today's show, so probably about 11 o'clock this morning, you go there and you click on the button. For you'll see the big old blue button that says "Read the Post." You can't miss it.
Something like that. Can't
you
miss,
can't
right.
miss that big old blue button.
No,
there,
right.
And it'll take you to our postings right. And under the Hair Radio Morning Show, it's the first one listed there. You click on that group page and you'll read the article and the comments that I put there. Leave us a little note.
Great.
And we'll
sound
contact
like a plan.
You, and we'll take it from there. That's why it's so important
sounds
to be
like
a member.
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sounds like
awesome,
a plan.
Awesome.
And you know, Carrie?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I was just going to say, I've got a buddy of mine out here, Gary Randall. He's listening in, and he's a new fan of the show.
Oh, well, we'll
and
shout
I just thought
him
I could
thank you, Mr. Barry.
Oh yeah, him and I go
yes.
way back. We were
you.
Law enforcement in D.C. many years ago. Him
well,
and I were law enforcement.
We're gonna have to have Gary take a moment, get him signed up on the Hair Radio online community
oh, yes.
so we can stay connected.
Sound like a plan. You heard that,
wonderful.
Sergeant Randall.
Oh,
that's
wonderful.
What you got to do.
Yes.
Oh.
And Carrie,
listen, folks,
I would like to
yes.
shout out all of our fans. Thank you so much for listening
yes.
to the Hair
yes.
Radio Morning Show. We greatly appreciate you. And Carrie, if I could, I would like to give a shout out to my baby girl. Today is her birthday, and she is 8 years
oh,
old. So happy
awesome.
Birthday,
wow.
Nikita.
Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful.
It
What's
is.
Her first name?
Jaquita.
Jaquita. Happy,
but we just
I'm
call
gonna
Tia,
sing.
Yeah.
No, no, you don't want yeah. me to sing. Happy, well, hold on, what do you call her?
Kita.
What's her
K-I-T-A,
nickname?
Kita.
Okay,
Kita.
We love
we
it. Awesome.
Happy birthday,
Kita. Happy
birthday,
Kita. Yes, from all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Very nice. Okay, listen, coming up tomorrow, we're back here 6 a.m. Eastern for the Big Friday Show. And, oh, boy, we got everybody dropping in tomorrow. It's going to be huge from beginning to end. You don't want to miss it. It's our special Friday holiday show. We're going to be looking at everything. And we've got some surprises. I'm not going to give it all away now. Also, just want to remind everybody, we thank you. We have Upscale Magazine. I'm on so many pages in the Upscale. We'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow.
Wonderful.
You can go to upscalemagazineradio.com. It's probably a good time to do that and listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll put today's show over there at upscalemagazineradio.com. So you can listen to it over there at about noon today, New York time. You'll hear today's show playback over there at some point. So just go over there. You'll be able to check everything out. So that's it. We'll be back here tomorrow again, like I said, 6 a.m. Eastern. On tomorrow's show, Dr. Dyer will be back between 8 and 9. We're expecting Mark as well with the Hair Fest in New York. He's supposed to be here At about 8:30, Sam from BOPSA drops in, plus some other surprises and some other folks. So we'll see you then. I'm going to go ahead. Let's see if we can. I was trying to find some great music to leave you guys with today, and I think, you know, we'll find something. What about some Michael? Just to kind of send it off.
Michael's always good.
Michael always works. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Guys, was it a great show? Nicole Marie, did you have a good time today?
I certainly did, Carrie. Had an awesome time today. Great show.
Oh, yes. Me too.
You too,
awesome,
Michael.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Right,
awesome. Hoorah.
Well, listen, we're thanking Mary Reed Johnson, Dr. Paul Dyer, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, Blue, and the entire team. So here's the outro. Why don't we just kind of get on off the wall? We'll see you next year. Right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Live it off the wall.